So 2013 was the last time John Force won a championship. He was 64 years old. And
come on, hit it.
There you go.
Thank you.
64 years old, and he won his 16th championship in 2013. As we celebrate our 20th year of Speed Freaks, we try and have a damn good little freaking flashback. And anytime John Force rolls into Freak Nation, it's damn good. It's John Force after a big championship win in Pomona from 2013, Freak Nation. John Force, who would have thought, 64 years old, you'd be sitting at Sweet 16 with your championships, my friend?
Oh, the race car does the running for me. I got no complaints. Jimmy Prock, his team, Danny DeGennaro, but all John Force racing. Mike Neff and Dean Antonelli and Ron Douglas and my son-in-law, Daniel Hitt. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And they teamed together, and we got in the fight of new race car chassis that we're trying. And boy, and Jimmy was swinging for the fence, and this old man wasn't doing too bad driving either.
Well, John, you talk about all the teammates, all the team that helped you win this championship, and, of course, what the funny car did. But look at this guy. Look at this guy, 64 years old, kicking the ass of these punk dudes in your class.
Well, they're good. You know, that Matt Hagan, the kid's a powerhouse, looks like a fullback for the Green Bay Packers. I know I've worked out in the gym with him, and I don't know what happened to me. I'm there every other day in the gym, but he went one direction, I went the other. But you know, I'm able to race with them. You know, my children watch me win championships, and I really wanted my grandchildren to see me win. Jacob and Autumn and Noah, and Grandpa pulled it off today and did it in style.
Oh, John, that is incredible. Grandpa pulled it off today. Yeah, you did it not just in style, you did it with swagger. That's like a big old middle finger to everybody else in Funny Car. Good on you.
Hey, Crash, against that other girl, that Alexis, DeJoya, drives that Patron car, I was all over the racetrack. I almost crashed, okay? And I just barely got the win, and got on to the final, and then I had Courtney in the Traxxas Ford in the final. And, you know, Auto Club, Tom McKernan was there, everybody was there, wanted to see us deliver, Castro Ford, Brand Source, Matt Cool, and it was my day. My kid gave me a race. I ran 06, she ran 08, and that locked up the title.
John, what is it with you and estrogen? You just didn't want anything of a girl today, huh?
Ron Douglas had her car running on a string, and it was fast, and she almost whooped me, so I was really excited and looking forward to the future.
John Force, 16-time Funny Car Champion, joins the Freaks. Statman, go ahead.
John, you keep talking about being in the gym. What are you doing in the gym to get 16 championships, get your 16th before the season's even over?
Stat, keeping my mind fresh. I used to joke I spent 2 hours a day in the bar. I spend it in the gym now. To stay up with these kids like Robert Height and Cruz Tetragon, And my own daughters, you know, I can't party anymore. I live it. Don't mean I don't have a drink. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then. But I'm focusing on, you know, when I look at the problems that I was having, you know, with sponsors, with Ford and with Castle. And I want to make it clear to the fans, these people have been great to me. And who knows where the future is going to lead us. But I'm telling you, I had to do everything to stay in that fight. And to win this Mellow Yellow Championship and to fight, I really wanted it. But it was a wake-up call. My wife, Lori, said, you're sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. And she said, you know what the problem is? You haven't won in 2 years since 2010. And it was a wake-up call. Like, nah, they love me. It's just the economy. Well, maybe you ought to start winning. And they got my mind right, and I got the job done.
So you're going to turn Pomona into a special celebration of this 16th championship?
No, I'm going to win Pomona. And like my guy said, nobody wanted a party today. We have to test here all day tomorrow. We got a brand new Top Fuel car with my daughter Brittany. And we're going to be testing clutches and different stuff with the funny cars. Nope, We're going to stay in fight mode till this deal's over, because I got to sell corporate America. I hired Just Marketing, and we're going to get the job done. We've got a lot of people we're talking to. Otherwise, I don't have a job. Neither does Brittany.
John, I'm pretty confident with what you just said there. First of all, I was going to ask you about how difficult, okay, yes, I am just going to ask you this first. How difficult has it been knowing that Ford and Castrol are leaving you at the end of next year? Like you said, you want to make it clear to the fans, they've been great to you, but the reality is they're leaving.
Well, I lost 50% of my budget, and those people were great, but I've got John Force Entertainment that Ashley runs, that has people there that have to be paid. The Ford money was an umbrella money over my deal. I lucky that AAA of Southern California Auto Pro, they gave us a 5-year deal with Robert Height. Traxxas, I got a 4-year program left with Courtney. I'm still strong. I just re-signed with Mack Tool for 5 years. I've got Freightliner for 5. I've got Brand Source. I'm strong, but I lost a big chunk of income. And that's why I got very aggressive. I bought ads in the USA Today, the Sports Business Journal. Yeah, I threw a big press conference. I'm going back to Hollywood with Octagon and Rogers and Cowan is my new publicist group. I've got to get out there. I've got to offer more to corporate America because of this economy. I ain't going to wait around for no president to fix nothing. I'm going to fix my job and show our sport as a value. I'm going to bring more TV to it. I'm going to start doing more when they call me, said, get on your show. I got to put the word out. And I appreciate y'all having me on.
Well, John, another one, you've mentioned Octagon and Rogers and Cowan, but the other one I wanted to point out, you said you hired JMI, Just Marketing International. Just this past week, they were bought out by a British company who I believe is going to take them to even higher accounts. I think that's an enormous hire for you.
Well, my attorney, Michael Sherman, when we signed the contract with Just Marketing, we knew what was happening, and I saw it as a global opportunity. They didn't have the company Chime did not have a sports marketing racing machine, and that's why they hired Just Marketing. They want to get into North America. Everybody does, and the time is good. There's buys over here, whether it's IndyCar, NASCAR, or drag racing. It doesn't matter. There's opportunities here, and corporate America's got to look at that globally. We're still racing for Ford next year. We're still racing for Castrol. They made a decision. I'm going to honor that. But we don't know what the future is going to bring in 2015. But we can't wait. We got to get active. We got to go out there. My sports marketing team, we're out there. Steve Cole heads that deal with my group. He knows this business. He come from NASCAR. And we're going after it. So at the end of the day, we will survive. John Force. Because I got no place to go. I don't fish. I don't golf. If I retire tomorrow, I'd get a race car and go racing for a hobby. No, I'm going to be around for a while. Let me tell you, Father Time's going to catch me someday, but he's going to have to chase his ass off to get me.
John Force, 16-time Funny Car Champion. Of course, your 2013 Funny Car Champion joins the Freaks. John, was it a kick in the balls when you got wind that Ford and Castrol were leaving you?
Well, yeah, because they're such great companies, and they took such good care of us, but I can't fight it. You know what I mean? I have to evaluate why they looked at it, and they made a decision. And my point is just to prove that I can still win. I'm looking at opportunities with a lot of manufacturers globally. I'm looking at Detroit, too. I'm still looking at Ford. I'm also looking at Castrol, but I'm looking at a lot of oil companies. But I have a job right now that I've got to focus on winning the championship, and we got it done. We got one more race to win to move one of our drivers up there. Robert Height, Courtney can still get up to that number 2 and 3 spot. And so at the end of the day, I love those people, and I'm always going to support them. But if I have to move on, then I'll salute them, and I'll move on. But that's why I'm getting very aggressive with my marketing team, and also with Just Marketing.
Hey, John Force, we haven't had a chance to ask you about your daughter, Courtney, when she posed in the ESPN magazine, The Body Issue. What did you think about seeing your daughter naked in the desert in ESPN, the magazine?
Well, first of all, it was the body shoot. A lot of athletes have done it, men and women. ESPN, you know, they had asked Courtney to do it because I had done it a couple of years before. I did the photo shoot, and I was pretty sexy. Nothing like her. But when it came to her last year, she said, no, I don't want to do it, but I don't want to make them mad. I want to prove myself as a professional driver. She proved herself. They come back this year. And, you know, there was a lot of things. A lot of people think, you know, we don't have to sell a sponsor. She was already aligned with Traxxas in a five-year program and with Ford and Auto Club, but before the body shoot was done earlier in the year. She already had her deal she raised last year. But I tell you, she said to me, Dad, they are our TV package with NHRA. They want me to do this. I turned them down last year. I don't know how to say no. I'm worried. You know, I want to be, you know, a role model for the kids. But they don't show nothing. It's more in your head what you think you're seeing. But she said, the one thing she had told me earlier in the year, she said, Dad, the race car isn't like the dragster. When I drive it, it pulls the muscles in my arms and my shoulders, and I'm sore. And she said, I said, well, girl, you go to the gym to keep your physique in a bikini. And bikini, is that still a word? I don't know. I'm from old school. But she said, I said, go into the gym and build body muscle. And so she hired a trainer, and for 8 months she trained. And so when they came to her, you know, earlier this year, a few months back, she goes, I'm going to go ahead and do it, Dad. I'm going to do it to show them that I got body strength. I can race with the men, and I'm proud of myself. And I was proud of her. And she had my support, and she is the girl next door. You know what I'm saying? All she did was get a little risque, but I was proud of her. But you can see what she did on any beach in America.
Statman, go ahead.
John, let's talk a little business again. I'm fascinated that of the possibility of you maybe in 2015 having to be in something other than a Ford. You've always been in Ford. You've always talked about Ford. Is it possible that you could be with somebody else in 2015?
Well, I'm going to have to be if I can't be with Ford. But understand, I raced with General Motors in the early days. I won championships in Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs, and Chevrolet.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I won 6 or 7 for them. Of course, then I went on a long streak with Ford. So I don't know where I'm going. I've got to find money for manufacturing for my chassis programs and my motor programs. I own those programs and my paint shops. I've got to find income. And well, let me tell you, it's like racing. A guy said, there's rumor you're going to go to Top Fuel. If a sponsor comes, wants me in Top Fuel, I don't ever want to leave Funny Car. That's what I do. But I'll go to Top Fuel. If a sponsor only offers me money for Pro Stock, I'll figure out how to do that. If I can't do that, well, then I'll go drive a motorcycle if that's the only thing they'll pay for. Long as I can have the cheer of the crowd and I can race and be out there and side by side on that starting line, I want to be part of the NHRA Mellow Yellow Racing.
Freak wow. Nation, his name, John Force, now 16-time Funny Car Champion. John, I hope someday soon you and I and Crash and Statman and all the girls and family can get together and have a cold-ass beer.
When I come in the studio, I just want to thank you guys. Your show always sends the word. I love all of you, and you've always supported me. Never, ever thought that I was just going to tip over, and I love that about you. So, I'm going to keep fighting the fight. And I'm going to go home with my wife and my grandchildren tonight. And I'm going to celebrate and going to party. I'm going to be out here at 7 in the morning testing. But love this job, and I thank the good Lord that he allows me to do it with such a great bunch of guys around me. But I want to make something clear. I want to thank the men and women in the police and fire department. They are the real heroes. They sacrifice. And the men and women in the military, the armed services, that they sacrifice and their families and their children that give them up to protect this great country and the flag of the United States of America. Because I'm a patriot and I love this country and I'm going to keep giving a show for the fans. And hey, enough out of me, enough said. What do you think?
John Forrest, tell retirement to kiss your ass.
Tell who?
Retirement.
Hey, if Father Time wants me, he better get on his tennis shoes and start chasing me, because he ain't going to catch me. I ain't staying down till I drop. And that's a promise. And it'll be at a racetrack. I can guarantee you that.
Holy smokes, that just happened, Freak Nation.
If Father Time wants me, he better get on his tennis shoes and chase me.
2013, when John Force won his last championship at 64 years old, his 16th championship.
Freaking flashback.
Wow.